Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Clara Bingham is with Joyful Union Senior Center in Bellflower, California. Ms. Bingham, welcome. And what started as a simple request to the, and we want to bring her up on line three. Ms. Bingham, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil, and we're very grateful that you have us on your program to allow us to express our side of this.
Well, what has happened here? It was a simple request to the Contra Costa County District Attorney to speak to the residents of the Senior Center.
That is correct. We requested that he come down and speak to our residents here.
All right. And what happened is it grew into a much bigger issue involving the rights of the public, specifically the senior citizens who live at your senior center, and the Contra Costa County District Attorney not wanting them to see these autopsy photos. How did this happen? Did this request come from the residents?
Phil, I would like you and your listeners to, first of all, understand that the residents of Joyful Union Senior Center are people who have lived their lives, have raised their children. In many cases, they have fought for this country. They built businesses. I do not contend that I agree with their request, but I think it comes down to a time when you can't say no to certain people.
But we're talking about the senior citizens at your residence want to view these autopsy photos of Lacey Peterson and her son.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, why do you say you can't say no to these people?
Because, Phil, I think certain people have done so much to shape our world, and that's what we believe in here at our senior center, that people who are in their golden years, who are enjoying their retirements, I don't see how I can deny them.
Well, the request has the Contra Costa County DA very upset. The request is for the residents at your senior center to view the autopsy photos of both Ms. Peterson and her son.
That is correct. But I do not, and I want to, again, still say, I do not pretend to agree with it, but I also don't think that I can judge people like our seniors who have fought for this country, who are retired police officers, who are retired teachers.
All right, well, the press wants to see them. The public wants to see these photos. There's a newspaper in Northern California that's trying to get them released. Or at least the autopsy information, but your request for these seniors to see them seems a little bit more forceful.
Well, I'm not...
By that, I mean you have been persistent in asking the DA you want these pictures overnighted to your senior retirement center so that the senior citizens there can view these autopsy photos.
So I'm not talking about the press and the public. I don't think they have a right to see them. So I agree with that.
You don't think the press, the public, has a right to see the autopsy photos, but the senior citizens of your senior center do?
I do, and I'm talking about senior citizens, though, Phil, who have contributed to building this world in ways that we cannot even imagine. And if they want to engage in recreation, they like to gamble, they like to bet morally, I cannot stop them. Imagine what they have done. They have fought to free this world. They have raised children. They have built the world. A lot of them are World War II, Korea and Vietnam veterans. And if they want to have a game of chance...
Well, when you say a game of chance, what do you mean? Is that tied in with the autopsy photos?
That is correct, yes.
In what way?
Again, I want to say this is not condoned by our church, by either Joyful Union or the Joyful Union Senior Center.
Well, in what way are these games of chance the seniors are playing tied in with the autopsy photos?
Some of our residents, Phil, have some kind of a wager on the photos, and given their again their importance, I think it's in the best interest of the Contra Costa County DA to simply let them view the autopsy photos for an afternoon, so that they can settle some kind of a bet. Again,
settle a bet.
Yes, but again, Mr. Henry, keep in mind that these are war veterans, women that used to be nurses and teachers.
All right, well, you, Ms. Bingham, you giving their credentials and talking about their resumes as human beings is impressive, and I agree with you. But it sounds to me like you're building up to something. They're settling a bet. Is this a bet that is going to make people angry?
Phil, what I'm saying is that I think we should let them see the photos and let them settle their bet, and we don't need to bother the DA.
All right, well, we have a reporter in Contra Costa County who said that this bet that these senior residents are involved in is to see whether the baby in the autopsy photo looks more like Scott or Lacey. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And again, we do not condone it. I am not proud of our seniors, but I cannot say no to people who fought in a war and have been nurses and teachers.
I will tell you right now, whether they're nurses and teachers, this is ghoulish. And it's
I agree with you, absolutely.
Then why don't you tell these seniors no, you can't have these autopsy photos?
I can't, again, Phil. These are people that we give respect to. If a man who fought in World War II says to me that he wants this or that, I'm going to give it to him if it doesn't hurt someone else.
Well, this is going to hurt somebody else, giving those people autopsy photos so they can settle a bet?
It's really not going to hurt anyone. It'll hurt some feelings, but it physically will not hurt anybody.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Obviously, the autopsy report on Lacey Peterson and her son is anticipated by members of the prosecution and defense teams. There are newspapers that want to see it. Perhaps people in the public do. There are autopsy photos. I know of no agency that will release these photos to the public, and yet this is a senior citizen. Is it a retirement center, Clara?
Yes, Phil. We have a retirement community for 250 senior citizens here.
All right, it's a retirement community. The senior citizens got together. How many of them have got this bet going?
We have approximately 50 or 60 men and women in our day room.
In your day room?
Who have been following this on television and on the news, yes.
And they have a bet. Does the baby look more like Scott or Lacey?
That is correct.
Have you ever said to them this is very, very beneath them as people?
Phil, I have told them that I think it is wrong. I have told them.
Have you ever simply said, I will deny you, we will not ask for these photos?
If you want to tell men and women who have fought for your freedom, who have healed people in hospitals, who have been police officers and protected you, if you want to tell them they can't have something, you can do that. But I will not deny them something that's not going to hurt anybody.
But it's going to hurt the families. It's going to hurt emotionally people.
Phil, that's something people can get over. I'm talking about hurting them physically. I know it is a tough, tough thing. But what we have said is we will only have the seniors look at this picture, and I will also see the pictures, and then we will destroy them. We will not let any reporters see them.
You won't let any reporter get their hands on them, publish them?
No, not at all.
Why do you have to see it?
Because I am the tiebreaker on the bet. In other words, if it comes in tied, they'll ask me, well, what do you think?
So you're going to look at the picture of this baby and see who it looks more like?
Yes. And believe me, Phil, all of us at Joyful Union are very, very, very much concerned with the feelings of the family. But we have decided that that it's not really going to hurt anybody. I understand that they don't want a picture of their daughter and baby made public. We will not make it public. This will strictly be for our senior citizens who have this wager. Then we will automatically destroy the photos, or we will send them back Federal Express or whatever they want.
So the DA of Contra Costa is supposed to send you guys the autopsy photos. These guys, these senior citizens, the men and women, will look at the pictures to see who wins the bet.
That's correct.
And then you'll send them back.
That is absolutely correct, Phil. And I can assure members of the family that we will not in any way make these photos public, nor will we in any way allow them to be published in a magazine or newspaper. But it was a bet that our seniors had. They wanted very much to see if they could procure these photographs. I have been insistent, as you have said, with the DA in Contra Costa County.
Well, I don't know if this guy's going to do it.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't
know if this DA is going to. I think he's going to say no.
Well, if the district attorney in Contra Costa wants to be seen as a man who would deny war veterans and retired business leaders and teachers and nurses the simple pleasures of a simple bet.
But I don't think it is a simple bet.
Well, it is a simple bet if you think that no one's really getting hurt. Then I don't know what kind of political future that man has, but I can assure you I represent some men and women who have far more invested in life than he ever will.
All right. This is Clara Bingham. She's the director of the Joyful Union Senior Center. A group of seniors have placed a bet. These are men and women, grown men and women, war veterans, a few retired police officers, teachers, nurses, who've done outstanding work for the community. They now live in a retirement home, and they've placed a bet to see whether the baby looks more like Scott or Lacey. They are asking for the autopsy photos, and then they'll give them right back. But they want to settle this bet. And this lady, Ms. Bingham, has pressed this case all the way to the Contra Costa County DA's office. Now, given the fact that these people have contributed so much, there's some war veterans involved, if they're going to turn right around and send the pictures back, does it hurt anybody? I don't know the answer to that one. I wouldn't want to be that DA. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And I guess the question for the audience, if this was your sister, your daughter, and the autopsy photos were requested, but by decorated veterans, police officers, nurses, and teachers, would that be all right with you? Just so they could settle this bet or whatever it is they needed to do. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Henry Show is back.
My question for Ms. Bingham, back with Clara Bingham of Joyful Union Senior Center. Why would respected senior citizens, you say some of them are World War II veterans, some are nurses, some are teachers, retired police officers, why would they make a bet on whether the baby looks more like Scott or Lacey? Why would they ask for autopsy photos? These people are old enough. They know better than that.
You know what I think it is, Phil? I think it's that television is all they have. They have followed this case from day one. It is fascinating to them. They get up in the morning, they have their breakfast, and they go into the day room and watch the TV. And if you can well imagine, these elderly people don't have much. Their families only come and visit them every so often. In some cases, the families don't come at all. And also, this is an opportunity for them to have their own ice cream night and to share with their friends.
Well, is this what they're going to do in the thing, or is that what they win?
That's what they win. They win the ice cream night.
They have their own ice cream night, which means what?
They can invite their family over for ice cream sundaes and like that, and also have a show movie. And the person that loses, or the people that lose, are not allowed to attend. So it's their way of having the day room, having the family center for themselves. It's an ice cream social.
So if they win the bet, if they think the kid looks more like Lacey and you decide it does, then they get to have an ice cream social and everybody who loses stays out?
That is correct. And they get to have their families over.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Senior citizens, they've been following the Lacey Peterson case. Should they be allowed to see the autopsy photos to settle a bet? Let's go to Carmen. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Carmen.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to tell you that I think the whole situation feels sick and morbid. That these people...
Oh, I agree with you. I totally
who
agree.
Are senior, excuse me. These people who are senior citizens probably have grandchildren. And how would they feel about having a situation like this, an autopsy, for somebody else to have a fun time with? I think they should bet on horses or go to Las Vegas or whatever it is that doesn't hurt people's feelings.
Well, they do go to Las...
outrageous.
They do go to Las Vegas.
I think it's outrageous. I think it's in bad taste. I think it's a horrible thing, and they should just do something more productive than this. And I don't care how much they've done for the country.
Well, Carmen, you not being...
This is an outrageous, horrible thing.
You not being from America, you wouldn't understand, but these people are war veterans.
I understand
they
perfectly. I understand human values, ma'am.
And they have fought for this country, so why can't they have some
well,
fun?
Well, hooray for them.
Well, wait,
they can fight for something else.
You talk about having some fun. You're looking at the autopsy photos. These are gruesome photos.
And these are, ice cream behind this?
But a lot of these people are...
I don't agree with it at all, Carmen. Now, just so you know, this is the host, Phil Henry.
And I'd like to say I don't agree with it. I'm totally against it. But I can't say no to people who fought
well,
for our country.
Well, you draw the line.
They have all...
that you draw the line.
Well, Carmen, you have to understand...
What's wrong with Las Vegas?
They have been to Las Vegas. To them, it is absolutely boring. They need something to spice their lives up. Plus, the ice cream social is very important to them.
Oh, you know, fiddly D. Do they have to choose something gruesome? Do they
want
to see blood and guts?
Well, they want to have something that's exciting. Las Vegas, they've done all of that, roulette, everything. In some of the cases of the older men, I'm sure they, you know, availed themselves of the prostitutes or whatever.
What I would really have to ask where the values are of these people.
Well, I can tell you this much. They have fought for America. Some of them were wounded very badly. Some have been police officers. Some have been firefighters.
That's fine and dandy. So, what does that have to do? That's fine and dandy. What does that have to do with the gruesomeness?
No one knows. No one is going to know. All we want are the autopsy photos. We'll take a look at them. We will send them right back.
The grandmother will know.
It's only a picture. It's not the actual body. Well, the grandmothers can know that these are good senior citizen people.
Oh, please.
Good people.
It's just, I tell you, it makes me sick to my stomach.
How can you assure this family that they're going to have these photos, that these autopsy photos are going to go down to your senior center in Bellflower, and that nobody in the press is going to see them?
They have my word, and they have the word of everyone there, that these photos will not be photocopied. They will not be duplicated in any way. They will be absolutely taken care of. We simply want to see whether the child looks like Lacey or Scott. And I, Phil, for one, am not looking forward to this at all. But they use me all the time to settle bets. So
you're the one they go to and say, hey, Ms. Bingham, is it true?
Oh, they have me settle bets on Rose Bowl and Super Bowl and all this. And so I'm not looking forward to it at all. But it's tough. Because a lot of these people contribute quite a bit of money to our senior center. I will personally shred the photographs or let the seniors use the photos. We use the paper for our paper doll art class, whatever they want.
All right, wait a minute. The photos will get destroyed.
The photos will get destroyed.
Because you said they're going to use them for your art class?
No, we cut up paper dolls, and we use all the scrap paper.
You're going to take the autopsy photo of this dead baby and cut paper dolls out of it?
Mr. Henry, this is not...
See, this is what I'm talking about, the sensitivity that you don't seem to have.
I am a mother and a grandmother. I understand this perfectly.
Well, taking the autopsy photo of a baby and making paper dolls out of it...
Phil, this is simply a photograph. And I don't know why the Contra Costa County DA wants to get in a twist over a lousy photograph.
Well, it's more than a photograph. It's a couple of photographs. Let me go here to Cheryl. Cheryl, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Well, I tell you, as I'm listening to this program, it absolutely appalls me. I have a background. I've been a nurse for many years, and I'm also a mother and a grandmother, and I can tell you that if that was my daughter and my grandchild, there would be no way I would let those photographs be released to the general public.
No, we don't want to release
to the
general public.
To the senior citizens, for them to make a bet on, this would be my daughter that I've lost. These are, as Bill said, gruesome pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, these are autopsy pictures. It's not a joke. I understand they've served in America and they've done this and that, but come on, folks. There's for a bet. I mean, to me, I would be ashamed to say, yeah, I don't care if I was a senior citizen. I've worked in plenty of nursing homes, and I understand that the families don't come in, but there is plenty of other things out there that people can do to entertain themselves besides make a bet on some dead mother and her unborn child.
I totally agree. I want to say, Phil, for the record, I totally agree. But I also have to take into consideration practical matters. A great many of these people donate a lot of money to our center. They are people who keep us supported.
While they live there?
Yes, while they are residents here. And also, these photographs are only going to be seen by maybe 50 or 60 senior citizens. It's entertainment for them. We will destroy the photographs.
It's entertainment for them.
It's fun to bet on things. They love to gamble.
Well, they're gambling.
Well, they can gamble on something other than somebody's human life. And I'm sorry,
oh,
I don't care how much money they donate. That's almost like a bribery to the human
they're
race.
Not, they're not gambling on
I could tell them
lives.
No.
These are
I mean, I could say that.
Right.
I'm sorry, I understand, but I really think this is inappropriate for you people to be gambling on.
You people? What's that mean? Is that because I'm black?
Ma'am, I don't know what color
you
are. Personally,
you
don't
called
care.
Me. You called me you people.
All right, it's not written.
Well, it is very racist.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is,
so you are being
I'm
racist.
Talking about
all right, hold on.
In the nursing
hold
home.
The line there, Cheryl. 1-800-449-8686. Senior citizens who have donated to our society through their efforts as veterans and police officers who are now in a retirement center in Bellflower want to see the autopsy photos of Lacey and her son to settle a bet. Because they've contributed so much, should they be allowed to? 1-800-449-8686.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
In the middle of one of the most gruesome murder trials in recent memory, the murder trial that is about to begin of Scott Peterson for the murder of his wife Lacey and his unborn son Connor, a group of senior citizens at a senior center in Bellflower, California. This is the Joyful Union Senior Center. This is operated by your church, Ms. Bingham?
This is Joyful Union Congregational Church. That is correct.
Have petitioned the Contra Costa County DA to see the autopsy photos so they can settle a bet. And we have, and the bet is, does the baby look more like Lacey or Scott? These are people, how old are these people?
Again, Mr. Henry, I don't like the use of the term these people and you people, like that woman who was racist.
That woman was not being racist. When she meant you people, she meant the people.
She meant black people.
No, she did not mean black people. She meant, I've got the lady on the line right now, Cheryl. You were not being racist in that remark, correct?
Thank you. No, I was not. That was not, that to me,
well,
that's not about
you,
racism.
That you people
her.
Thing, that's racism.
Let's get off of that.
Now, the
thing you're talking about here is that seniors have been abused for so long.
So the way we mistreat our senior citizens in this society is a disgrace. And I think for 3 hours on a Saturday night to allow them to pass around a few lousy autopsy photos that they're the only ones you're going to see, I don't even think that begins to pay back the kind of hurt, the kind of abuse, and the kind of torment that we have given our senior citizens.
So to pay them back, we let them pass around, as you say, Lacey and Connor Peterson's autopsy photos.
I think you people are being very dramatic. I think all they want to do is...
And there you said you people, by the way. Is that racist?
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Phil.
Well, you knew what this lady was talking about.
I think that it is far less of an issue than a lot of you people that I said it. In the media are making it.
All right, Cheryl, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So now you're saying that senior citizens have been so abused.
Our senior citizens, Phil, I operate a senior center. They are abandoned by their young people. They are people who are not given proper health care. They are people who are disrespected. They are people who do not have, in many, many ways, the wherewithal to support themselves. They are forgotten people. They are like human garbage, and they are so badly treated. What's wrong with them on a Saturday night having a wager, and if it only hurts one family?
But what if it's my family, or what if it's...
It's a contribution, Phil, to our senior citizens. I would say to Everett, to the Peterson family or the Roca family, consider this just a down payment. Not a payment in full, but a down payment on the years and years and years and years of abuse that our seniors have taken. So the Peterson and Roca families have been elected. We'd like to see the autopsy photos for about 3 hour period. We pass a hat, people vote, and if it's a tie, I break it, and then we send them back.
1-800-449-8686, because our seniors are abused, should they be allowed to see the autopsy photos to settle a bet? Denise, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm sure this thing started out to be a small, trivial, silly little bet, but obviously it's not anymore.
Well, you know, I tried to discourage them, but they would not listen to me.
Yes, but now that you're bringing it out like this, you're causing people like me to wonder. You're saying, well, they were firemen and they fought in the war and they were teachers.
Yes.
I would think they would have more respect for other people and other people's feelings.
I think they would too, Denise, but no one's given them respect. Our senior citizens get no respect.
Well, don't you think that maybe at this point I'm sure one of them has a family member that's going to have a baby. Maybe they could place a bet on whether the baby would be a boy or a girl, or
they
whether the baby
action.
Would look like the mother or
they,
the father.
If they're old, they start to lose their minds if they don't get what they call good action. Or as they say, grease it or grease the wheels. And autopsy photos are exciting. All right?
Unless it was one of their
autopsy
children.
Autopsy photos are exciting.
Well, you have to admit, the anticipation of getting these, it's a thrill. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thrill to get the autopsy photos of a famous crime and to be able to bet on whether the kid looks like the mother or not.
But don't you think it's totally and completely tacky?
How's it tacky?
What do you mean, how is it tacky? It's the autopsy photo of a dead baby and a woman without a head.
Well, they were murdered. They didn't have a choice in the matter, and you're not giving them a choice in the matter now.
Well, but who gave our senior citizens a choice when they were dumped out in the street like garbage?
No,
I think there's a big payback due, and I think one lousy dead baby...
Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe you just said that.
I'm just saying, one lousy dead baby doesn't even begin to pay for it.
One lousy dead baby. One lousy dead baby.
Oh.
A woman brutally murdered. The baby brutally murdered.
I didn't mean to say the baby was lousy. I'm saying one simple dead baby will pay for...
Oh, my
for...
God.
You know what? If you could get a tape of this and you could play it back to yourself, you would realize...
What about our senior citizens who are brutalized and abused? And...
You got
I know that there
citizens.
Is trouble all over the world, and what you're doing... Is, you know, you're just making it that much worse because you're making it no big deal.
There's some sick bastards over here. I didn't make it up, okay?
Well, then go in there and talk to those senior citizens who are doing this. You keep saying you're not in favor of it. Go talk to them.
I have tried to talk to them, but these people are here to the tune of like $5,000 a month. You want me to throw that business out the window? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Real easy for you.
I think you need to
change
it and make it
the more acceptable. They fought for your freedom. They fought for your freedom.
Yes, and I thank them very much for that.
All right, Denise,
this is ridiculous.
Thank you for your call.
What?
What? 1-800-449-8686. Yvonne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Ma'am, I just have a very simple question for you.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I volunteer at a senior center. I work there with my great-grandmother's in the center.
Well, God bless you.
I'm with these people day in and day out. I love them all to death, and they are very, very kind people.
And they're sweet people.
I have never known any of them ever to bet on anything like this. I mean, they make bets, they have fun nights, but I've seen every one of them has followed this case, and they have nothing but remorse sorrowful feelings for these people.
Absolutely.
And how can you?
But my seniors, a lot
indulge
of these, guys,
these people.
Well, you have to remember that a lot of these guys hit the beach at Normandy. A lot of them were in Paris. They saw a lot of those can-can girls. You know, they got around a little bit. There's some rough customers. So many of my seniors are war veterans. They've seen all kinds of dead bodies with the head blowed off and everything like that. My seniors want to spice it up a little bit.
If these men fought in wars and saw the tragedy that you're saying, one would think they wouldn't want to ever see it again.
No kidding.
Well, I don't know. They must be, you know, maybe they need some VA help or something.
Ma'am, my question, why are you promoting this?
Because
I understand you're against it, but
absolutely.
My goodness.
I'm totally
I mean, they've seen
it.
So many hard times in their lives. They've seen everything.
I want to make
them.
I want to give them some laughs. That's all. I want to give them a couple of laughs. And
a couple of laughs?
You're going to give them a couple of laughs over these autopsy photos?
You know, Yvonne, you work
what
with
what kind
old...
of people are you harboring in there that are so rich that they support you that they're going to laugh over these autopsy photos?
Well, I put it the wrong way. You know, Yvonne, they old folks can get wacky. You think it's wise, you mean not to help them? Can you imagine an army of
that's
seniors?
Not helping them, ma'am. I'm sorry. I work.
I cannot see
how that would help them in any way.
I've got six of them on the third floor at $7,000 a month. Now, they have the senior suites. Now, those are 2,700 square feet. And that
look, we're not interested in that.
No, you're not interested. You don't want to hear my story. You just all want to be talking about, a dead baby on a slab. But
oh, come on.
Excuse me?
What's that?
A dead baby on a slab?
Well, that's what you people are talking about, isn't it?
No, we're
no,
not.
I'm
you're
not
the one...
talking about them being, a dead baby on a slab.
I'm simply saying.
I'm talking about how these people that are supporting these $7,000 a suite.
Yeah, they got the senior suite. That's 2,700 square feet.
That's wonderful. Wonderful for them, ma'am. I'm sorry.
And these guys.
How can they get such enjoyment out of laughing at this dead baby?
Well, no, they're not laughing at that. They're laughing at the people going to lose the bet. And you have to remember, they were all in Operation Market Garden. They were airborne. They come in over Belgium.
Ma'am, I come from a military family. From a military family.
A lot of these boys hit Berlin, and they weren't in a good mood. And what am I
supposed to do? Why would this put them in a good mood?
Because it gives them some action, a little bit of the juice. So what I'm saying, Bill, is the Contra Costa County DA better make with the pictures.
Well, he's not going to do it. We put a call in. They're not going to send you any photographs.
So he doesn't want to get reelected.
Re-elected to what? He's in whatever the hell the name of it is.
Costa Conta County.
Okay. And you're in L.A. County. So it doesn't make any difference.
All right. Well, the next time we get in a war, I hope you know how to, fire a gun.
I hope next time that some tragedy happens to some family that you don't that they don't even listen to you if you ever.
I am perfectly willing. I am perfectly willing if any of my children lose a child, any of my grandchildren die, I am willing to have a picture of them taken.
And you guys can bet on who it.
I said yes that they could. I'd rather.
I find that extremely morbid.
Well, that's,
I find
that's,
that so extremely morbid.
But they are betting for an ice cream social. It'll make them happy. They can relax. Kick back, make ice cream social.
Betting over a dead baby for ice cream, that is such a wonderful promotion for this senior center. I cannot agree with that.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't agree with it either.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Well, we are very sorry, too.
I was hoping that you'd see my way.
Why would we see your way? Why would I? You want me to?
I was hoping you'd use the offices of your broadcast, Phil.
I'm not going to call under the aegis of the Phil Henry Show and say, oh, hi, could you guys release some photos of the autopsy to a senior center so some guy can win an ice cream social?
Oh, kidding.
You know, you got no imagination.
Oh, well, okay, you're right. I got no imagination. That's my problem.
That's imagination. I don't want it.
All right, really.
Well, Yvonne, I feel sorry for the old people that are under your care. They must be just one bored group of people.
I feel very sorry for the people under your care.
Well,
I would like to know what the mind states they're under.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're harboring these kinds of thoughts for pleasure.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
I think that lady put it so eloquently. There's a sickness in people who get their grins out of this kind of stuff. Faces of death?
You know something, Phil? We have faces of death in our day room. It's one of the top videos that the seniors love to take out.
You're kidding.
No, I am not.
The seniors love to take out faces of death, huh? Senior citizens that are on the doorstep of death, they get a hoot and a half watching Faces of Death.
We have all four volumes, and they enjoy it from the standpoint, Phil, of being able to just have a couple of giggles.
A couple of giggles? Jesus, they got people hanging themselves on those tapes. Here is Amy. Hi, Amy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, they love Silence of the Lambs.
I am completely appalled with that lady that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked in the nursing homes before, and obviously there's something wrong with how she is working there. Why would you bring these people back to see faces that they've seen in the war and have them relive a horrific past they've been in? And your comment on one simple dead baby?
Unbelievable.
That is what's wrong nursing home.
Can I mention something? Have you
that
ever seen...
That is the problem.
I
worked in the nursing home. There are many other things that you could do for them people.
Like what?
To show them...
Like what?
That you care. Other than bring up something just so disgusting.
Well, they're
you
the ones
be
that want
to encourage them.
They're the ones
not
that
want to
see it. They're the ones that wanted to see it. All right.
Oh, come on, lady. Faces of the past, the evil. I've worked in nursing homes for 12 years. I've never had them happy sitting down watching anything to do with murder or horrors or anything. I think you're encouraging us.
Now, that is not fair. That is not fair. I am not encouraging.
No,
they said to me.
Do you think maybe the Petersons are happy with your comment? I'm one simple dead baby or.
No kidding.
They got murdered.
I want to ask you a question. Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, I sure have.
All right. That is the number one rental in our senior center at the day room on Saturday night. They love Silence of the Lambs.
I find it apart. I can't believe that they want to sit down and look at autopsy photos.
They want to see that. They love
I think you just want to be on the radio running your mouth. Because if they do... Don't you think this is going to make the war come back at them? You said
no
they,
kidding.
They fought for us.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys have been traumatized. Now they want to see Faces of Death.
Yeah, re-traumatize them.
And you're telling me they like all four volumes of Faces of Death?
No, there are five volumes. We have them all in our day room.
Faces of Death?
Then,
what kind of psycho ward?
You know, I thought Vietnam vets had problems with flashbacks. It must be none of them's at your place.
You know what
you
sound
think
like?
This is going to hurt them any?
You know what you sound like, Amy, to me with your bad phone?
No,
your
lady,
because
I'm telling you, I've never called the talk
you
to
sound like a
right.
rube.
But when I turned on the radio and I heard you,
rude.
I was disgusted.
Good
I really don't leave people
you left the phone, but you're not too far removed from two generations of poor white men. And oh,
not
how the boys found
the
you. All those sticky, tight fumbling in the back of people's cars. But you all can dream to get out. Get anyway. Get all the way to the FBI.
I can't speak for this lady.
She's out of her. She's fruity. She's nuts. She's nuts.
I'll keep taking these people to my house and, having a cookout and taking them out for ice cream and going to cookouts.
You're taking them to your house to do what? You're taking them to your house to do what?
Now that's sick.
Have a cookout, have ice cream, watch my son play baseball.
Yeah, sure.
And watch them smile and laugh and know that they're cared about. Not so they can go to bed and have nightmares.
Are you making
relive the path of the world?
Are you making some kind of porn or something like that?
Lady, I'm not going to get any kicks off looking at a dead baby or a dead lady. Never. All right? I feel very bad for anybody involved in that.
Well, we have a lot of fun at our senior center.
You look at them. You shouldn't be fighting so they can see them.
We have a lot of fun at our senior center.
All right, well, your face
I mean,
is a death.
That doesn't sound like fun to me. I wouldn't put my mother there.
Well, then maybe you ain't. Well, I don't doubt that because you don't sound like you're a whole lot of laughs to me anyway.
You know what? They love me. I'm one of the number one CNAs around here. Guaranteed, baby. I can make them more happy than
right.
Sitting back and doing what you want to do.
You sound good.
And I'm kind of appalled, actually. I'd like to know where you work, how to get a hold of them.
Joyful Union.
I would to have your library changed.
I work at 123 Happy Drive in Fun City.
Okay, she's screwing around.
That's just sick.
Thanks for calling.
I can't see anybody that's agreeing with her, so if you can find anybody, I'd love to hear from them.
We do have a gentleman on the line. What's your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Lloyd Bonafide from Alhambra.
What is your comment, sir?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's bad for adults to view violent. You see, don't treat us like we're babies.
That's my whole point.
And I can understand Amy there, but I also, you know, I want to see some things. Maybe some nude pictures?
That's fine.
Why don't you get over, now you get over my knee.
Oh.
He likes to be spanked.
Ouch. Oh, that hurts so bad.
I won't even waste my breath on you, lady, okay?
Hey, Amy, how old is your mom?
My mother's 65.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, God, that's nice.
You're a bad boy.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Henry Show is back.
By the way, that was me doing the voice of Clara Bingham. Those are real people calling in. And one other thing, the Modesto Bee, the San Jose Mercury News, and two other California newspapers are trying to get the autopsy report released publicly. So Clara's not the only one with the ghoulish senior citizens. She's not the only one who wants to see those autopsy photos. Four California newspapers are going after the Contra Costa County DA to get that autopsy report released. You want to know how freaky and scary and weird people like Clara are? They're everywhere. They're all around you. They work in the newspaper business in the state of California. Read it and weep, baby. It's the world you live in. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.